Welcome to Dissecting the 80s. I am a very excited Trip Lano, one half of the Mega Podcasting Powers. And with me, as always, my fellow hoop noodle head, the Macho Mandrew.
Andrew Lano. Once upon a time, we were the Mega Pasta Powers.
We were the Mega Pasta Powers, the Mega Podcasting Powers, and now we are the Hoop Noodle Axe. Hoop Noodle Enthusiasts. Because after, how long has it been?
10 years?
We've been doing this for, it wasn't the first, I think it was year two that Ollie Hoop Noodle came into play as part of our former Forbuary, which, by the way, I don't think we're going to do it because we both, I think, like doing our favorite.
It's so much nicer. Oh, Christ, is it so much nicer.
But boy, is the door wide.
To quote Bob's Burgers, perfect. I get to do what I want sometimes.
But in any case, we're finally do it, folks. It's Ollie Hoop Noodle's Haven of Bliss. So you know what that means.
We got to go back. We got to go dissect the 80s. It's your Hoop Noodle. Something's going to bat you. Is that a lightning bolt?
Yeah, I think we're flying into a storm, so you might want to fasten that seatbelt.
I always wear my seatbelt. It's already fastened. I take both road and interdimensional traffic safety very seriously.
Okay, then maybe just hold on to something because they're getting a lot closer. And oh shit. Okay. Don't panic, but the time circuits do seem to be displaying just random sequences of dates. So I'm not really sure what's happening right now.
And well, luckily, my Stanley tumbler survived that lightning strike.
They are impervious, is how I'm led to understand. Led to understand, yes. Speaking of lead, is that the USS Poseidon?
Well, the readout says it's December 31st, 1971, so probably.
Okay, well, I guess we're doing this. We watched the Poseidon Adventure, and you know what that means?
We gotta go back. We gotta go dissect the 70s. We gotta go back. We gotta go dissect the... It's your dad's favorite movie! So it's your dad's favorite movie!
When the Mega Powers explode!
I'm talking about the 80s.
Great Scott!
Cream of the crop. Oh, yeah.
Mega Powers, yeah!
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Hey, I think the time circuits have been permanently altered. It seems like I can type 1999 in here, and it's not just like automatically clearing and trying to make me put 198 something.
Okay. I mean, to be fair, for a while we've been able to do 1993 or 1992. So
that's true. But it seems like now the time circuits have been calibrated such that as long as the movie is 25 years old, we can do it. I'm not sure how this lightning house seems to have happened and done this, I think.
Hey, I mean, I say we just go with it, right? That opens up a lot of fun things.
I guess if you do the math, 1989 to 2014, when we started the podcast, that's only 25 years, right? Am I doing my math right there?
I mean, you're asking a gay to do math. You're asking an emotional gay to do math. I feel like...
Oh, well... Hold on, let's walk through it like a common core math problem. 1989 plus 10, that's 1999. Uh-huh. And then another 10 is 2009, and then 5 is 2014. Yeah. So yeah, 25 there years old. Okay. Well, it seems like we've got new rules on this podcast, I guess. And then of course, you know, you have the rest of it is kind of filled out with some people that are
Red Buttons is pretty charactery.
Yeah, and I think people of the era were like, "Oh, Red Buttons," whereas like you and I are like, "Oh, I
Pete's
know
Dragon. That
name." Most Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, I mostly know it from this Family Guy Star Wars bit where they're like, Red 5.
Oh, yeah. By. I forgot Red about that one. By.
Red Button standing by. But yeah, so you have, you know, honestly, really good performances all throughout. The only person of the group of survivors who I find really rough, and it's the character, not the performance.
Nani.
Is the singer.
The worst written character. Like, yeah, I would.
It's so bad.
A strong contender for the worst written character we've ever watched. The fact, yeah, she the gets fat, no, spoiler alert, nothing. Spoiler alert. So skip ahead 30 seconds. The fact that she survives, that Go-Go Boots survives and Shelley Winters doesn't is a fucking travesty.
Shelley Winter's scene is pretty awesome.
Oh, it is like, impactful and beautiful, but like, really? Screaming go-go boots made it?
At the point where Shelley Winters has, I keep wanting to say Shelley Duvall.
God, I know.
Don't do this. Don't do Shelley Long, Shelley Duvall. Her name is Shelley Winters. Is it Winters plural before?
Yeah, it's Winters.
100 times wrong. Okay. I was like, wow, she's like really, really good in this. And like, she has a couple of really nice moments. And then I was looking at it. I was like, oh, duh. She won an Oscar for this.
Or was nominated. I don't think she won, but she was nominated.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh, of course. Like,
no,
like,
shit. She gave it all. Yeah.
Right. She's like, it's a perfect older actor role in that it's like, it's meaty. You get like two or three really memorable moments and then a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And then exactly enough to catch Academy.
Well, also, she was only 51 when they made this.
I mean, people aged like in dog years back in the day, man. I mean, it's just people did not take care of themselves.
Well, that's also just what Hollywood does to women. Like, Angela Lansbury was in The Manchurian Candidate. Yeah. I don't know, 6 years older than the man playing her son. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's you're 100% right. But also, I think Shelley Winters, like, if you had told me she was 70, I'd have been like, yeah, that's what she looks like. I think she was probably smoking a pack a day. I'm guessing that she didn't eat great or, you know, probably drank a bunch.
She did have a drinking period, allegedly, but not during this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you told me the guy playing the Grandpa Joe, whoever that actor is, if you told me he was like 42 years old, I'd be like, yeah, that seems right.
That seems right for the 70s.
Dissecting the 80s is a Chum Some of This production.
Want to hear the rest of this episode? Visit patreon.com/dissectingthe80s to find out how.